Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
If your hair isn't performing like it used to, the answer isn't another hat. It's a proactive approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand. It's also NSF certified for sport and the official hair growth partner of Major League Baseball, the only hair growth supplement trusted by the pros. Visit Nutrafol.com, enter promo code PMT. Get $10 off your first month subscription, and you get free shipping. That's NUTRAFOL.com, promo code PMT.
To infinity and beyond!
The Lord tells me he can get me out of this mess, but he's pretty sure you're fucked.
That is why you fail.
You can't handle the truth!
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself.
Say hello to my little friend!
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you! I double dare you, motherfucker! Say what one more goddamn time!
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Happy birthday, Polly.
Welcome to Lights, Camera, Barstool, episode 119. Jeff Lowe, Ken Jack, Trill Ballins coming at you. Well, I'm in the studio at the office. Ken Jack, a little under the weather, is this correct?
Yeah, just a little bit. Ate some bad Hot Pockets.
Diarrhea or vomit?
What's that? No, well, neither yet. It just feels, felt like it was coming.
Wait, lean or Hot Pockets?
Oh, lean, to be very clear. Yeah. I took some Imodium and I feel much better.
The worst is eating lean pockets, because if you're going to get to the point where you're going to eat a pocket, you got to make it a hot pocket.
I like some of the flavors that lean offers more than hot.
Like what? What's an example? Because I only eat the pizza ones. That's there's the only like, thing I can stomach.
There's like a Chipotle jalapeno chicken, and then there's a chicken parmesan that's not bad.
Mm. I got the pepperoni lean pocket. It wasn't terrible. I just needed something to eat quickly because I have all the ingredients to make some chili, which I'm going to do after we record. While I watch the Chiefs game, and I'm gonna do that, but it just that was too much time, and I needed something to eat before we recorded.
Mm. Yep, fair, very fair. What else? What's been going on? I had to come in and record today because my Mac, Tim Cook heard that I'm switching to PC for my desktop and nuked my Mac, which is just not working properly. And the PC, my monitor's in my 49-inch Samsung, which I'm now returning. And getting the Dell version because the Dell offers a far more superior resolution on the screen. Embarrassing product from Samsung. Very cool ultra wide, but the resolution is terrible. So I'm exchanging that in the PC next week. So I'm excited for that.
You're going to like the PC, I think. It's different. It's worse in some aspects, but it's better in some other aspects. I have both. I use a PC to record the podcast, and I really like the way everything works in terms of the record. I think my mic sounds better on this PC. I don't know how to explain it. I felt like when I switched over, it sounds better. So I think you're going to like it, Jeff. You guys want to hear about my big weekend project?
Yes.
I bought a new vacuum cleaner, folks.
Wow.
And I've gone through vacuum cleaners like the last 3 years, like two vacuum cleaners in the last 3 years. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. They're just breaking. I had a Dyson and it broke. And then I had a Bissell and it broke. And I decided to treat myself to a real nice vacuum cleaner. So I went to a vacuum cleaner store. I didn't just go to Best Buy or Home Depot. No, sir. I went to a vacuum cleaner store. It is a government mandate that a vacuum cleaner store must be in a strip mall next to a karate studio.
Was it a Dyson?
No, it's a Miele.
Oh, my God. Oh, I have no time for you broke bitches. I'm going to hang up the call until you're done with your poor man vacuum talk.
Or a Miele or Miele or whatever.
I don't know. I don't know anything about vacuum.
Oh, it's real nice. But I'm kind of going back in time because it's a bag vacuum, right? Most vacuum you can get at like Home Depot or Best Buy are the bagless, which are a lot easier. But if you have pets, you're just emptying it all the time. It's kind of gross. But the suck on the bag vacuum is far superior. I was running through the house today, just sucking up the carpets. It looks great. They look new, all plush and plump. I am so pleased with my new vacuum. It's why I'm in such a good mood today.
I mean, the Dyson ball vacuum is a great vacuum. It's an awesome vacuum. But I do miss the old school Oreck bag vacuum that I used to have.
The I've heard mixed things about Dyson. I know people who love their Dysons. I feel like if you have pets, you got to get a really high power vacuum or else it's just going to F up the vacuum. I don't know. I'm not Consumer Reports. OK, don't quote me on this. But I'm really liking the new, it's Ferrari red. It's Ferrari red. The whole vacuum, just very nice. I'm very happy with it.
You didn't bring it in here, which makes me think that you're just making this up to try and flex on us.
Huh. Well, why would I do that?
That would be a long play flex because he did mention this like 2 days ago. Imagine like you planted the seeds on Friday night. You're like, yeah, guys, I'm getting a vacuum just to pull a fast one on us.
Yeah, that would really suck.
Well, I went into the vacuum store and I knew which one I wanted. Like I read the reviews. I went to Reddit. I went to the Buy It For Life forum on Reddit, which is actually a good place to find quality goods and people have good recommendations. I found it there. I knew which one I wanted. I went in, I want that one. And the lady was like, do you want to try it out? I'm like, try out the vacuum? No. Why would I want to try out a vacuum? It's a vacuum.
What if it was defective? Maybe that's like their,
I trust the vacuum disclaimer? Store at that level. If they have a bad product on a floor, that's on them.
Or anyway, on you for not testing it.
Either it was the vacuum store that was wrong or it was Reddit that was wrong. And I'm going to go with Reddit every time.
Is it r/vacuums?
No, it's like Reddit/buy it. It's r/buyitforlife or something like that. Mm. And so it's not specific to vacuums, but people have good recommendations. Like the idea is that, you know, you spend a little more to get something that'll last you a little bit longer, which in my general experience is true for stuff like boots.
Yeah. Mm.
Moral of the story is to get tested always.
Yep. This episode is brought to you in part by Peter Millar. All of Peter Millar products are made from the finest quality materials and unparalleled construction. When paired with their attention to detail, Peter Millar is the most comfortable clothing you will ever wear. We say it all the time. I actually am at the office here. I got a box on Friday. I didn't realize it. Peter Millar clothing. It's real nice stuff. A very nice zip-up hoodie.
Mm.
Some pants. Very, very good products. Great quality. I bought stuff earlier, so I got the free hat already. But their style, it's modern, elegant, timeless. It's like the past old slick generation meets the brand new youngins generation. You can dress it up, dress it down. Peter Millar is the way to go. They're a sponsor. We love them. Even if they weren't a sponsor, we do like Peter Millar. Head over to petermillar.com/lights today and experience the quality for yourself. That's Peter Millar, MILLAR.com/lights, LIGHTS.
You get one of the quilted vests and a white shirt. It's the closest way you can come to looking like Han Solo without specifically calling you out for cosplay.
I did that once when I went back to Penn State for like a spring game or a game or something. I had like boot looking shoes, jeans, a waffle white shirt and like a down vest. And they're like, you just look like fucking Han Solo. I'm like, yeah, that's right. It's not the worst. It's a good look. I mean,
it's a good Han look.
Solo. Han Solo has been a suave guy for 40 plus years, so he's dead now. But yeah,
major rip. I wish they had more lightsaber protection, their vests.
Yeah, true. Peter Millar, not good against lightsabers. Only thing Peter Millar. Did Han Solo wear Peter Millar? It's tough to say. We don't know yet. We'll ask him. Well, I guess let's get right into some news. We have a lot of big news, especially starting off with this one. Actually, the NFL game is on right now. The NFC Championship's on right now. Saints Rams, and it's actually brought to you by John Wick Chapter 3. And the John Wick 3 trailer came out the day after we recorded, which is always awesome. And it was a great trailer. A lot of great action. Music was fantastic. Sets the tone. It's going to be a lot different than the first two because John Wick is on the run being chased by everybody. Boban Marjanovic, NBA player who's like 7'6", 7'7", or 7'8", one of those three heights. He's in it fighting John Wick. Halle Berry's in it. It looks awesome. The trailer is badass. I say it all the time we talk John Wick. I'll never forget the first looked like a complete fucking joke. And now, if this is a good movie, we're going to have one of the better trilogies of all time. Potentially one of the best action trilogies or the best action trilogy of all time. Because action movies, there's a lot of good ones, but they typically don't last well through the third installment. So I like what I see so far. Hopes are high.
this is so tough to screw up because I think they've nailed this formula. You know, Keanu plus, you know what really sells the movie? Have you seen that video of Keanu doing the triple gun shooting?
Yes.
Three gun shooting?
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah. So it's like, what is it? Pistol, shotgun, and rifle?
Yeah.
And he's just running through all. So Keanu can really do this shit. Like, I don't know how well, but it looks cool to me. And that translates really well over to the film. The movie's so visceral because he's so like crisp with his actions. That's what I love about it. I hope they make these forever.
Mm. Yeah, he has like that Remington, the pistol, and then the AR, which for those of you that don't know stands for assault rifle.
Assault rifle 14.
Yeah, assault rifle 14.
15.
And sorry. And with a whole bunch of clips on him. And so he goes around shooting those targets. And like that definitely hyped me up when he did that training video for John Wick 2. Which is also, I didn't like John Wick 2 as much as I like John Wick 1, but I still did like it more than most action movies that came out that year. And I am definitely way more interested to see this one because I think the cast is fucking incredible. It's an insane cast. And I think the fact that, Keanu Reeves does, they already said 90% of his own stunts for this movie. That, I think, is what sells it almost even more for me. The fact that he's the one physically doing almost all of this, despite the fact that he's, I think, like 47, maybe even 50 years old. And it gets insane. He's basically a less intense Tom Cruise in many senses in his action days.
He's a, I don't know how to put it. I agree with you. I don't know what the right word is, but he as an action star, he's very, very watchable.
Yeah. Like Cruise is Molly and he's like weed, like a very subtle, like weed brownie or something.
Okay. I'll go with that.
All right.
I like it.
Yeah,
shout out to bad analogies.
Shout out to Ian McShane too. Ian McShane, one of the more underrated characters in this universe. His character, and just as an actor in general. So yeah, this looks great.
Old man, young heart.
I still think it would be nice if they did the John Wick, Jason Bourne, Jack Reacher crossover movie where they're all fighting each other. But I'm pretty sure Jason Bourne would win because he's actually genetically modified.
Yeah, I take Bourne over almost anybody.
Wait, maybe Ethan Hunt instead of Reacher.
And Master Chief, and let's just make this Game Master Anthony's party.
It comes out this summer, looks great. The trailer was really cool, excited to see more.
Why are they in the desert, Jeff?
I don't know. That's cool, though, I like that. That was neat.
Why is he on the horse, Jeff?
Redheads, gotta love him.
Yeah.
I fucking love Aquaman so much, man. I can't help myself.
I hope the opening scene is he's parachuting down from an airplane trying to get away, and then he lands next to some cabins and he rummages through the cabins to find guns, and at first he finds a silver gun, but then he finds a green gun and he drops the silver gun for the green gun.
Hey. They're obviously going to do something like that at one point, right? Like a Skyfall sequence where he somehow takes out an elite covert ops team with like a double barrel shotgun. That's 100% going to happen at some point in this.
Yeah, I am curious what the big kill's going to be. The pencils were a huge... That was like kind of the big, oh, fuck moment, the pencils. When he killed the guy with the pencil. I'm curious what the big thing's going to be in this one.
I hope he kills somebody with a dual shock controller.
Ooh. That'd be pretty slick of him.
He just swings it around like a mace.
Or actually managed to kill someone with the ACOG assault rifle because nobody in Fortnite can actually do that.
What if he's in an apartment building and they go through, it's like they're into some kid's room or something and the kid's playing Fortnite and then he takes the DualShock controller and kills a guy. Wait, it's like a little Easter egg, a little John Wick character Easter egg in Fortnite.
Mm, yeah.
I wonder when we will start seeing Fortnite references in TV shows and movies.
I saw a Fortnite reference in Silicon Valley, remember?
Yeah, they did. They also referenced it in... Well, they didn't reference it, but you saw a quick battle bus.
YouTube Rewind.
Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh yeah. That's right. I didn't see the latest season of Silicon Valley, I don't think.
So John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum. Long title. It's just, I don't know why they needed to call it anything. Just stick with Chapter 3. Looks pretty awesome. They also did the horse thing. They showed the horse clip. I was surprised they did that. The popular horse, John Wick on a horse meme. They did show him actually firing the gun, which is where we see the clip from. So that was cool. Unexpected. Didn't think I'd see that. But everyone seems to like the trailer. We got a lot of retweets on it. Typically, when you see the retweets and the replies to our trailers we tweet, you get a sense of the hype and the excitement. Everyone's ready for this. So that is great. Next up, Ghostbusters. Apparently, the four main characters in the Ghostbusters sequel will be four teenagers, two female characters and two male characters. That's interesting. That's really all I got on that one. We've complained about it before. We don't like kids being the main part of our action movies, which I guess sounds poopy pants, but I don't know about that one.
I don't know if it's the kids being the main characters. I just don't like it when a kid is a character and everything hinges on the kid for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, that's my fear with Godzilla, with Millie Bobby Brown. It's like a bunch of adults, and then she somehow holds the key like Predator.
I think that's kind of, I echo that same sentiment, because I didn't like the kid in Threat of Predator at all. And even in It, them being the main focus kind of took away from it a little bit for me. Mm. And I know you guys liked it more than I did. I don't know. I'm not a huge Ghostbusters person as is. So I don't think that making them kids necessarily moves the needle at all for me.
I think it'd be cool if the ghosts were dead historical figures, like what? Exclusively in this one.
Nearly had this, Nick.
No, just like Thomas Jefferson.
I know. It's a Harry Potter reference. Sorry.
Do we want to read the Leslie Jones quote?
Sure.
Oh, God. Yeah, sure.
So Leslie Jones is not happy about this movie. Not. And the thing, I will say this. Leslie Jones is probably the only part of that movie I liked, which is surprising because she was obnoxious in the trailers. But she was like the only one who felt like a real human being in that movie. Mm-hmm. She said... okay, somebody tweeted at Jason, is it Reitman or Reitman? And by the way, he is the son of the original Ghostbusters director, which we failed to mention because that's just, we always do stuff like that. This guy tweeted at him saying, you're going to bring back Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and Leslie Jones, right? Because that would be awesome. Let me say something I've said a lot. This movie doesn't stink because it has four female leads in it, who are all very talented actresses and funny. One of them who I think should win Best Actress this year, but I digress. The movie was not good because it fucking stunk, because it wasn't good. Paul Feig made a shit movie. Paul Feig's made a lot of good movies, but that movie was trash. It wasn't funny. It was awkward. The characters were bad. No development. The story was not good. So Leslie Jones replied and said, so insulting. Like, fuck us. We didn't count, or we don't count. It's like something Trump would do. And then she does a whole Trump thing. Going to redo Ghostbusters. Better with men. We'll be huge. These women ain't Ghostbusters. Ugh, so annoying. Such a dick move. And I don't give a fuck I'm saying something. So obviously, that's not entirely true, because two of the four leads will be female. But Leslie Jones is not happy. This movie will forever. The issue with this movie is always that the people initially who did hate this were, for the most part, being sexist. And like, oh, that doesn't make sense. Women. And they overshadowed the fact that the movie just fucking stunk. Like, that was the problem with this movie. It had nothing to do with who was in the roles. It just wasn't a good movie. It wasn't funny. It was terribly written.
Yeah, and that's why it sucks, is because that, like, it being a bad movie, like, gave people justification for the outrage at the start. And they're two unrelated things.
Yeah, that's one of those things where I think we mentioned this last time we talked about that Ghostbusters movie, is like, we agree with those people, but for different reasons. Like, we came to the same conclusion, but they did it because it's a sexism thing, and we did it because it's just a bottom line, just a shitty movie, and not something, I think, if you're any of the actresses that are part of it, not something you should want to bring up and keep in anyone's memory. I feel like if you make a stinker, you should want people to forget about it. You shouldn't be like, oh yeah, don't forget about our movie. Like, you should definitely like keep talking about it, even though it was critically panned, like it was destroyed by everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyone in those roles would have been terrible. It would not have been a good movie. They just, it wasn't a Ghostbusters movie. It was a complete misunderstanding of why people liked the first one. Like, and I know that sounds crazy because, like, oh, not my Star Wars, not my Ghostbusters. But you also have to make that type of character or that story intriguing. Like, it's not just because the characters are likable doesn't mean they're going to work under any story or any way you write them. It just didn't work. Like, if you don't write a good movie or story around guys who capture or females who capture ghosts, it's just not going to be good. It just wasn't well made. It's a bad movie.
Yeah, it's tough.
And I don't know about this one. I don't know if this one, if they should have just left Ghostbusters alone. But I also understand why they're doing it, because they have a massive franchise that can make them a lot of money if they reboot it properly. But up in the air. I don't. The teaser trailer was a fucking video of a car. So, I mean, it's not like we're gonna get anything out of that. So,
Do you guys remember this?
Yeah, it's what it is. Yeah.
I like I've said before, I think I watched Ghostbusters as a kid. I definitely watched the animated series, which sucked, but I liked it. I had Ghostbusters action figures because I had action figures of everything. But I never was a huge Ghostbusters person. So I don't. Maybe I understand. Maybe some people have a huge attachment to Ghostbusters, but I don't know. I mean, keep in mind, the second movie did have Dan Aykroyd's character basically having oral sex with a ghost.
Yep. So
it's not like, and we said this before, it's not like these movies were high art. The issue is going to come down to how can you remake this movie? How can you remake the Ghostbusters without it basically being the same thing as what's already been done?
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think that's just one of those things where if you don't have the attachment to it, then you don't have the attachment to it. And like for you and me, at least, just not being having that, just I guess we just don't care as much. We just don't care as much as other people do.
Maybe, I mean, and maybe it's not. I mean, maybe they don't necessarily need to do something different. The play probably is, okay, we got this huge franchise, like Jeff said. We need to cash in on all this nostalgia right now. And maybe introduce the younger generation to Ghostbusters, which I think is the move behind having a younger cast be the Ghostbusters. But I'm tired of sitting through origin stories of any kind. I'm just tired of it. That's what I liked about Spider-Man Homecoming. He kind of got an origin story, but it was pretty quick.
Ooh, you know what this might call for, though? A change in the exit song for today.
Yeah, do we bring Bustin' back?
I think for one time only. Or maybe every time we get Ghostbusters in the news.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I just don't. Like, I'm excited. I was excited for the last Ghostbusters movie and because I really like that cast. But it was not a good movie. And I'm excited for this one because I do kind of like the Ghostbusters, but if it is bad, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I have tarnished my relationship with Bill Murray's Venkman character. I can never think of Egon Spangler the same way.
They just blew it the last one. They had very good actresses with bad lines, and Red Letter Media had a really good critique of Kate McKinnon's character, and they said that she was just a fucking idiot in the movie. She wasn't a character. She wasn't like a human. She was a one-line machine, and it just wasn't good. Just wasn't funny. Plain and simple. This is great news. This we're fucking amped about. Christopher McQuarrie back for more Mission Impossible movies. He's going to do back-to-back Mission Impossible 7, Mission Impossible 8. I will take this to the grave. Christopher McQuarrie should be nominated for something, whether it's I don't know, some visual something or other. He was an incredible director of this movie. The action shots in Mission Impossible Fallout were some of the best action shots in any action movie of all time. They were wide. You could see everything going on, easy to follow, great action in your face. But again, you could also see it. It wasn't like in your face, quick cuts of slow motion and close ups. Like you saw the action, yet it still made an impact on you watching it. He's back. There might be some flashbacks involving Henry Cavill's character and Alec Baldwin's character. I'm excited. This is great news. Very happy this franchise is continuing. No reason not to at Christopher McQuarrie.
I completely agree, and I have nothing to add. Nothing at all.
In addition to him, loving him coming back, because I do think that they're going to phase out Ethan Hunt in this next one, and I think phase in Rebecca Ferguson's character into being the lead. I think that might be the play. Because obviously you can't just keep having Tom Cruise do these roles forever and ever. I think that might be the play, but I'm not sure. Christopher McQuarrie, also one of the best Twitter follows you can find among directors, because he just goes on like answer rants, or like talk to anybody about anything. He is really fun to follow if you don't already. He's just a very interesting guy. And I think all of his filmography so far has all been well worth the watch. He hasn't had like a major dud where I'm like, damn, that really sucked. And I feel like every director has at least one of those.
Yeah, I mean, he won't get a directing nom, obviously, at the Oscars, but he's somebody who should get noticed this year and get some recognition, because what he did with that movie is great. I mean, look, just because it's an action movie doesn't mean it doesn't deserve the recognition as a top movie. That's the genre, and he killed it in that genre. He took that genre and brought it to a level of being one of the best in that category of all time. So, Christopher McQuarrie is great, and maybe the plot of this movie is going to be Ethan Hunt goes and changes everyone's TVs to take off a motion blur or whatever it was to edit on his TV, like him and Tom Cruise had in that PSA. He's just saving all TVs across the world.
Don't forget, we're dumb for not knowing that.
Yeah, fucking idiots, I guess. Last bit of news before a second ad read, then we got a couple more. By the way, we're ranking top five beverages. We haven't done a food ranking in a while. We were talking about some drinks last week, so we said we got to do top five beverages. The Shazam trailer, brand new trailer for Shazam, and you mostly in this one see Mark Strong's character a little more, who will be playing the villain in the new Shazam movie. You get some more weird, corny dialogue. Whether that is endearing and fun to watch in the movie remains to be seen. I have a complete open mind about it. It might be fun. Like, that might be the part of the movie that you love the most. Like, this character is a complete, complete goofy, wacky guy. But I think for some people, it doesn't play well in the trailer. We'll see. But yes, a brand new trailer. True, what'd you think?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it more knowing that suit costs $1 million and there are like five of them. I don't know. I don't know what to feel. I'm holding out till I actually see the movie, because parts of it are just utterly ridiculous. I still think the way Shazam looks is ridiculous, but I think that's the way it's supposed to be. So in context of the movie, it might be quite fun.
Yeah, I like some of the lines they said in it. The beer line was like endearing in a weird way compared to most of how DC has been, because that's something like we all have made the common complaint out of. Is the fact that it's so dark and dreary all the time. Aquaman kind of bucked that trend a little bit, and I think this is going to go a little bit further, be a little bit cornier, and I'm a little more on the nose with how humorous it is. And that's fine with me. DC needs it, but the fact that I still don't think it's going to be a good movie. Let me just say that off the bat. I think this is going to be a hard 65, if I had to guess.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping it's good. It's Dr. Savannah is the bad guy. Savannah, I'm not as familiar with DC villains, played by Mark Strong. I was intrigued by this one as well, Trill. I will say, I want to laugh every time I see these. And this one, again, I was like, you know what? A little intrigued by it. I do think the song choice is weird. I still think using Humble by Kendrick Lamar is like a bit of a how do you do fellow kids thing. But it looks like he could be naturally funny, which is not easy for DC because they're trying to force humor into it. And we actually talked last night. We were playing a little Fortnite and we were talking about some of the one-liners Tony Stark has in Infinity War. You know, like the dude, you're embarrassing me in front of the wizards and like all these one liners that may not work in other movies. But remember, they established and built Tony Stark's personality and developed that character for 10 years. And that's why they're like, whether you like the humor or not, think they're corny jokes. They do work for that character. And I think after DC, they need to start building these characters and developing them in a way where they can inject humor, where it's not like they're just doing that to satisfy fans. So I am curious to see how that goes, because it does look like a much more lighthearted movie than even Aquaman was, where it seemed as though the humor was injected in there to show you that they could be lighthearted, where this one's a little more seamless and a part of the story, a lot like a Guardians of the Galaxy. So interesting trailer indeed. And that comes out. That's not that long from now. When does Shazam come out?
Hey, Shazam Google. Hey, Google. When does Shazam come out? When does Shazam come out?
Shazam, starring Sinbad, came out.
You said something, and now I have to ask him again, Trill. Hold on. Hey, Google. When does Shazam come out? April 5th.
When does Shazam come out? Shazam with Jamie Foxx debuts on Fox. Did you see that show? Shazam, the game show?
I can safely say I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm. Rough. Same with The Masked Singer on Fox. Rough, but I still watch it. I don't know why. All right. Next ad. This episode brought to you in part by SeatGeek. Buying tickets can be complicated and confusing, but guess what? Not on SeatGeek. Smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every type of live event, whether you're catching your favorite musician on tour, buying a gift for somebody, taking them to a sporting event. SeatGeek is the way to go. Best of all, our listeners, our audience members get $10 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code, I believe it's Lights, L-I-G-H-T-S, because this promo copy says Chicks. That is not our podcast. That's promo code Lights for $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. I do believe that's it. Yes. Go see, I don't know, go see the NBA. Use SeatGeek.com. It is very easy. I will say that. And they give you a good idea of what the cheaper prices are and what fits your budget. Vin Diesel asking fans to suggest, I almost said WW4, XX4, AK, XXX4, castings. I didn't even know they were making a Triple X for him, to be honest with you. Gonna be real, you chief. I didn't know they were making this.
Did you see the last one?
Oh, so, yeah. Returner's okay, so, Xander Cage. Yeah.
They should be making another Pitch Black movie, but I'll digress. Mm,
I agree.
Triple X 1, enjoyable, very dated. Triple X 2, bad. That was the one with Ice Cube, right? State of the Union.
Ad. Ad.
What?
It's bad.
Oh, it's bad. I thought you said ad, like I'm advertising the movie. I just said it was horrible.
No, it's Ice Cube. It's terrible.
Not good. And I didn't see the third one. So give me a rundown on how that was. And that will inform my opinion of whether or not this one is good.
That movie starts out with this insane skateboarding or like longboard scene. I think a longboard or maybe like BMX bike where he goes down a huge like antenna. He's in Brazil or somewhere, and it's this crazy scene. He's just swerving in and out of traffic down this hill, like doing fucking kick flips down a mountain. And he runs up, and you think it's about to be a bomb, and all is he's flipping on a TV tuner for people to watch the World Cup. So it's tough.
they might as well just do time travel in this one, this point, right?
Yeah, that'd be, and also Ice Cube shows up in this one as well.
I think you just go the time travel route. You're making a fourth one. Why not just take Xander Cage, and make it start? He's out of his element now, right? 2019, he was raised. He's Gen X kid. He was raised with the X Games. He was raised with Surge and Bodaciousness, and he's out of his element. And he takes a time machine back to 2001. And he fights a cyborg Tony Hawk.
Who was the first? Why not? Samuel Jackson in the first one?
So Sam Jackson, I think, dies in the first fight. Yeah, Samuel Jackson's character dies pretty quickly on, I think, along with...
He's basically Nick Fury, right?
Who does he die with? He dies with a very famous soccer player early on. Shit.
Wait, oh, in the second one, you mean? I just meant the first one.
No, Xander Cage, there's a soccer player. It's a Brazilian soccer player. Fuck, I know... Tony Gonzalez is in it. Tony Gonzalez gets the shit beat out of him.
Fat Ronaldo?
No, it's not Fat Ronaldo. It's, fuck, well, man.
Fat Ronaldo. He was so good.
Is it the guy who did all the good, the curving free kicks?
Beckham?
No, there's...
players?
No, but there's one from... There's one specifically from maybe 98 or...
No, it's a current. Oh, you know what? I'm pretty sure it's Neymar. I'm like 99% sure it's Neymar. I don't know who else it would be.
In two?
No, in Xander. I'm talking about Xander Cage.
So Neymar was in the third one.
Yeah, Return of Xander Cage.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was in the first one. I can't remember. I did own that movie on DVD though. By the way,
Donnie Yen is in this one. Okay. Ruby Rose, Nina Dobrev is in this one. Also, Toni Collette is in this one. And Toni Collette, I don't know why she took this role. There's a part in the movie where they have an entire like town square of actors trying to fool Vin Diesel. And she walks out clapping and goes, Ollie, Ollie, oxen free. And it's like, oh, it's one of the worst delivered lines of the year. I think it was like 2017 or 2016. It stunk. It's a fun action movie at times, but overall the movie is almost unbearable. But yeah, they're making a fourth. I don't know. I like your idea. Yeah, I like your idea, Trill.
Yeah, fresh off of the Meg Pitch Perfect 3. And John Wick Chapter 2, she was in that.
Right. Yeah, I like your time travel idea, though. Him versus Tony Hawk.
Well, we've been watching a lot of...
Fist fight?
Oh, I think we've all been watching Future Man, right? Jeff is the furthest behind. I finished all 26 episodes.
I'm done now, too. I finished
You're done now, too. And... I'm thinking about Ken Jack when Wolf goes back to the 80s. Just have Xander Cage go back to the early 2000s, and he's just so in his element.
Yes, it'd be so perfect. Because that is where Xander Cage would thrive.
Yeah,
he has that same revolver with like the... Isn't that what he has? He has like a revolver that has different functions on it. Like one bullet's like a tranquilizer, and like the other is like a kill, and like et cetera, et cetera. Which is so impractical and dumb, but it was Xander Cage, so it was awesome.
He goes back to 2000s with current tech. So he introduces the GoPro to the extreme sports generation, and it changes the timeline of humanity forever.
And the Dyson Airblade.
So yeah, Xander, XXX4 Return of Xander Cage Part 2. If you want to be in it, maybe suggest Vin Diesel yourself that you want to be in the movie. I don't know.
Did he do a squirrel suit in the third one? You know what I'm talking about, when people got on the squirrel suits and they jump off mountains and they glide through trees and stuff?
I don't think so. He kicks Tony Gonzalez off an airplane. So maybe he does from that, but I don't.
Wait, the former Chiefs in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. I need to watch this.
Actual Tony Gonzalez. Yeah. Well,
this movie sounds like it rules.
It's wild.
Yeah, I'm all in on the fourth one.
Some fun action, but otherwise terrible. Two more pieces of the news. Kevin Hart starring in Hasbro's, one of Hasbro's game cinematic universe movies, the Monopoly movie.
Oh my God, I don't care.
I mean, are you fucking kidding me?
Is he Rich Uncle Pennybags?
I don't know. I just know he's in the movie. I mean, why? Not even just why Kevin Hart. Why, period? The whole thing. This isn't even like I understand Ghostbusters. Massive franchise. You have the rights. Use it. Even if not everyone wants it. Who is asking for a fucking Monopoly movie?
Ooh, the McDonald's promo for that's going to be gigantic.
Disney huge. Definitely wants a monopoly on movies.
Ah, there you go.
Boom. Did you ever read that story about how that dude scammed the McDonald's Monopoly game?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
They need to make a movie out of that. Did we talk about that? Yes. I think we said that. We're just repeating ourselves in this podcast. It's fine. At least. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are we sure that's not what this movie is, by the way? This is an actual Silver Dog, Silver Thimble Monopoly movie.
You're making me, Kevin, come on, look it up. Kevin Hart. I can't fucking type. Kevin Hart Monopoly.
Oh, go for it, McVeigh. What are you doing? Or is he going to go for it?
All right. Kevin Hart in final talks to star Monopoly movie. I'll read it again. Oh my God. I gotta buy a subscription to this fucking website.
I doubt Hasbro would license out Monopoly to be used in a movie about fraud associated with their product. So I'm going to guess it's actually a board game Monopoly movie. I'm fine as long as the card game piece is the Stuart Little car. No, not feeling that one.
No, that could be good. I'm trying to get more information. Yeah. There's just not a lot here. It's going to be directed by Tim Story, who has done a lot of movies that you will recognize.
Toy Story.
Are you laughing at?
Tim Story is the director of these movies. Are you ready for this?
Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2.
Barbershop, Taxi, not the taxi you're thinking of. Fantastic Four, Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer. Ride Along, Think Like a Man, Think Like a Man 2, Ride Along 2, Son of Shaft, and the upcoming movie Ride Along 3.
These stink.
I kind of liked Ride Along. I definitely liked Barbershop.
Settlers of Catan, the movie. 10 hours long.
It's just a bunch of AP history high school students sitting around and smoking clove cigarettes and playing that game. And instead of Settlers of Catan, they're like, actually, it's Die Settler von Catan, or whatever the German pronunciation is.
The Cones of Dunshire.
There is no word on the storyline, but this could be a part of the Game Board cinematic universe because they also made the Ouija movies, which the second Ouija movie was oddly not bad.
Jumanji, technically a board game movie.
What would be the plot of a Monopoly movie? Would it be a rise to power sort of thing?
Of like a real estate magnate?
Yeah. Would he start out and like he'd be trying to get a Boardwalk or Park Place or whatever the names of the good pieces are?
It sounds boring no matter what way you spin it.
There's no way to put this in any way, shape, or form where I'm going to go, intrigued. Like, there's just, you're not going to do it.
How about Wizard Chess, the movie? What a great and inventive name by J.K. Rowling. A visionary mind. How about we just call it Wizard Chess?
The Monopoly movie is actually a dystopian fantasy film where Kevin Hart becomes the new leader of the world, and he declares that all currency will be replaced with Monopoly money, and so there's just a rush for everybody to get their hands on it.
Do you know when you like send a list or something and you do it and then you realize right when you hit send that you're missing something. That's J.K. Rowling. When she sent the book to the printing press, she goes, fuck, I didn't change wizard chess, and just left it as wizard chess.
Like, did you want to give it a different name? She's like, yeah, fuck, wizard press. Wizard chess, let's go.
You know, I really feel like making a bunch of changes that have no material effect on the plot or the characterization.
Yeah. I'm going to just change a bunch of shit that I wrote 20 years ago. just to be trendy and get my name in the news. All right, last bit of news. Trill, I don't know if you know this.
I don't.
But your tweet was in the Netflix Firefest documentary.
Nobody told you this, Trill?
I hate it.
So my question is this. There's two questions. One, are you going to do the right thing and let us know that you were involved with the production of this movie? Or B, were you not involved and you're now going to sue them for use of your tweet in their clear propaganda movie?
I don't know about that. Look, tweets are out there. They're public domain. I didn't like it because it wasn't very funny. Wasn't a particularly funny thing that they put in there.
It's not one of your like well-known tweets.
No, it's not. It doesn't like it. It just is like it was one of those tweets that when everybody gets on the top trending topic, they're like, oh, shit, dude, I got to tweet about the trending topic or else I'm not going to get some favorites. And I just put it out there because the couple days of Fyre Festival on Twitter, maybe the last time I had fun on that website.
That was a great day on Twitter.
I can think of a few days that were better than that day.
Yeah.
Okay. And?
Yeah. Go.
I'm putting me on the spot.
You put yourself on the spot, sir.
I can think a few days better than that day.
I thought you were going to go for something specific.
The
Atlanta orgy. That was a great Twitter day.
Yes, that was funny.
Zola, remember her, Zola the stripper, and her story?
That was wild. I thought that was getting adapted into a movie, and it still might be.
Yeah, that was crazy. Oh, I think they figured out most of it was fake or something. I don't even care. It's still very funny.
People lying on Twitter? What?
Did you watch the Hulu and Netflix one, Trill?
No, I was going to, but then I just watched more Future Man.
It's so good.
The Netflix one is definitely not as good as the Hulu one. There are parts of the Netflix one which I wish they would have explored in the Hulu one. They go a little more in depth on the island and the production. The Hulu one was supposed to be a series, and there's a part of the movie where they skip from 7 days out to the day it happens, and you miss kind of the production hell that they had, and like this blue house that was like the production house where they were all like bunkered. They don't go into it as much in the Hulu one, which is disappointing, but the Netflix one does have a clear propaganda or a clear agenda. In the first 3 minutes, they blame everything on Billy McFarlane. Just like right off the bat, they're like, yeah, Billy fucked all this up. Where that's not the case with the way Hulu describes it. And obviously, the Netflix one is done by Jerry Media, and they also have a Jerry Media employee and former employees doing interviews where it's just one of those things where they continue to say like, yeah, we knew something was up. Something was going on. You know, there was some real fucked up shit. And then, but like, well, you didn't do anything. So, like, yeah. I know you're blaming them, but at the end, I said this is not like the whistleblower of Enron or like somebody blowing the whistle on like a major bank or corporation. Like, your entire firm, your marketing firm or your company thought it was there's something weird with it and it didn't seem right. Didn't speak up. Like, it's not like you were going up against a major corporation. It was Ja Rule and Billy McFarlane. Like, come on.
But even if you did say something, what can possibly be done?
Baby.
But you still get your name out of it because, I mean, they were named in the lawsuit. So it's like, it's one of those things where there is a bit of a agenda there to get their name cleared in it. We're like, we're just doing our job. Well, it's like, I can see both sides. And maybe I wouldn't have done that if I was in their job. Maybe I'd have just been like, oh, I got to stay the course. This is my job. But again, they make it seem like they all knew and they all figured it was going to be a disaster. Like,
well, I think the thing is, right? Like, nobody's blaming the individual boots on the ground people from like Jerry Media, whatever. But like the higher ups, like, yeah, you take the blame and you resign from being a total shithead and not like number one. Listen to your employees who in the Hulu doc, you can very clearly tell they told the higher ups of Jerry Media, like, this is very fucked up. Like, it's not working and there's just zero chance it's going to work. And like their higher ups just didn't give a shit because they're getting money and that's all they really cared about, and exposure. So I get it, like not wanting to blame those individual guys, but the guys up top need to take responsibility.
I think it would be good to watch. I mean, I'm definitely going to catch up on and watch them because there's just certain, like you're saying, the boots on the ground people. And I know we made fun of the people who went, but in some ways I do feel bad for them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because, and that's a shitty situation to be stuck in, but even to be like on the ground level and to not have any power and to see something and say something allegedly, or what it said in the Hulu documentary, like you're saying, that'd be a pretty bad feeling. So yeah, but both are probably good. I heard the Netflix one was like, I mean, for just agnostic of like who's making it, it was a better produced in a tighter, I guess, production
time frame. Yeah, I did like the production of the Netflix one a little more, but I think the content, the fraud angle, is what I liked a lot about the Hulu one. They are different. Yeah. I was just watching both. If you have time.
Ted Ginn just made an impossible catch. I'm sorry. I've never seen Ted Ginn make an easy catch, let alone a difficult one. That's just incredible.
Literally right now?
Yeah.
It must be on delay or something.
No, I'm definitely behind.
Out here in Hoboken.
Yeah. Obviously the NFC Championship's going on as we record. All right. So
I did have people contact me I haven't talked to in a while. They're like, your tweet was in the documentary. I'm like, I know. And they're like, did you get paid? And I'm like, how would you get paid? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, we are still getting mentions. We tweeted about it too.
If you had to pay people for tweets, that would eliminate a lot of business models going on right now.
Oh yeah, big time. Fuck Jerry themselves would be out of money, out of a job in days.
Well, even articles on like content aggregator sites that are like 33 things that people had a funny response to Zooey Deschanel's dress at the Primetime Emmys.
Exactly. Like E! News doing like, Chrissy Teigen said that she likes tacos and we're here for it. And here's 20 tweets of people saying that they also like tacos.
They'd be Ed Begley Jr. had an epic clapback.
Ed Begley Jr. with the clapback. Wow.
Why do we reference him the last week? Oh, we referenced him in Future Man. Right.
And he's great in Future Man.
He's so funny. The guy who played young Gabe in that episode, the flashback episode of Future Man, might have actually just been his son, because he looked just like him.
That was so funny.
And sounded like him.
So there's one more piece of news real quick. Sources, Deadline.com. After several directors have departed the film, Channing Tatum has reportedly thought of directing Gambit himself. He won't give up. He won't give up.
I like it. Good for him.
I know. I agree. I mean, props. If it's his passion project for some fucking reason, and he just wants to get it done, wants it made. That's, I love that. Love it.
I do like it when, and this is one of the things I think is wrong about the internet, that at least like everybody's commenting on stuff all the time, but it's just a real surface level comment. And it's real nice when you get somebody who doesn't care about everything that's going on and is real myopic about one specific thing.
Yep.
Like, I am very passionate about, I don't know, like Ford Mustangs, and I don't care about anything else except for those. So if he's like that, but for Gambit, then I respect the hell out of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Plug away, Channing. Keep trying.
Why does he want it so bad? Like, what is so appealing about Gambit?
At this point, I don't think it's rational. I think it's like an obsession. It's his rosebud.
Well, he gets made fun of by fucking losers like us, and he's just like, I gotta make this fucking movie. I gotta prove these people wrong.
I hope in the movie the opening scene is like three just gross looking podcasters bashing something, and the bad guy just comes in and shreds them all with laser beams.
Or Gambit just slices them with his cards.
Oh, collateral damage.
It's he throws his ultimate card, the Magnesis card.
It's a good Firefest cut.
Gambit just, the movie starts out with him at 3 a.m. on Bourbon Street eating at Crystal. All these tiny burgers, they're so good.
King cake, which is something we learned about.
Okay, yeah, king cakes are great. Crazy shit.
Listening to Zydeco music. Z-Deck? I don't know.
People loved that.
I was so mad.
That was the most negative feedback I've ever gotten.
That was so funny. That guy was furious.
Folks from New Orleans and folks from Louisiana have a lot of pride, and I respect the hell out of it.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce that one city in Indiana that has the federal prison? I never pronounced that right. Would you be mad if I missed? I would say Terre Haute. Like, would you have been mad if I had pronounced it that way?
No, because I think there's also a city in either Indiana or Kentucky that people pronounce Versailles or Versailles instead of Versailles.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah.
All right. Top five beverages. Let's rank them. Let's do this shit. We can have some honorable mentions afterwards. I definitely have honorable mentions. Ken Jack, we'll start with you. Number five, top five beverage.
Is it alcoholic or non-alcoholic?
Non-alcoholic.
If you want to sneak, if you really feel that passionately about a beer or something, go for it. But I don't think we will.
I'm doing non-alcoholic.
All right. I'm going to do for my number five, Starbucks cold brew. That's my number five favorite beverage. Jeff, I'm sure, knows. He sees me get one almost every single day. I'm very much an addict. I always do venti, light ice. That's my order. Mm-hmm. Black. No additives. Nothing else in it. I don't like milk or sugar in coffee. Always drink it black, light ice.
Yeah, they love throwing that ice in there. They will throw the most amount of ice humanly possible.
Exactly. So that they only have to put in like 1/4 of it cold brew and then the rest water. Yep. No, sir.
My number five, I'm going to go next and Trill from the audience. It's not my favorite hot chocolate anymore because there's a chocolatier in New York, Jacques Torres. He's a world-class dessert expert on the show. Nailed it on Netflix. He makes an amazing hot chocolate. But I'm going to go, I'll keep it mainstream. I'm going Starbucks hot chocolate. I love Starbucks hot chocolate. I'm not a big Starbucks guy. I don't drink coffee, but I do love their hot chocolate. So I had to throw it on here. There's a lot of chocolate on my list. We'll put it that way. That's my number five. Trill, what's your number five?
My number five is Topo Chico.
Fuck is that?
Topo Chico. Oh, okay. So carbonated water, sparkling water, huge renaissance in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Big.
I don't like water. I don't like LaCroix. Okay.
Ooh.
I like it if it doesn't taste like anything, but everything tastes like somebody melted a candle into water and you're drinking the scent of the candle in the water. And I just prefer sparkling water, and Topo Chico is something that you cannot get. I don't feel like it is not readily available unless you're in Texas.
So I saw one case of it in Orlando in Florida, but it is a Texas thing. My friends in Austin fucking love it. They do like LaCroix too, but Topo Chico is, it's
Topo Chico is comes in. You can say the same thing about some like Pellegrinos, but what I like about Topo Chico is you have to have a bottle opener to open it.
Yeah.
And it's in a glass bottle. And I am convinced that stuff out of a glass bottle that isn't just a twist off, that is a bottle opener, has more carbonation than
I believe it.
Not. I could be completely wrong, but I am mentally convinced. So if I'm looking for that kick where I feel like my esophagus is getting cut by carbonation, like Topo Chico is the go-to.
It means little mole in Spanish, which does not sound appetizing.
I can't find it anywhere unless I'm like traveling in Texas.
Yeah, maybe Sam's Club in Hoboken has one. There's not a Sam's Club there.
A lot of people were mad in, this was 2 or 3 years ago, Coca-Cola bought Topo Chico.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
Rare food bev thing, I don't know.
It's in their portfolio of brands.
By the way, I've said it before, but the LaCroix Coke is disgusting. Don't try it. It's terrible. Audience number five, I don't like this pick, and I like a couple of things they put on here. Number five is Dasani.
Ew.
What? Dasani's
a joke. That's a joke pick. That's a joke pick. Thick water?
And I know because there were three different spellings of Dasani for the voting. So I don't think it was a joke, but Dasani's on there. Poland Springs is number seven.
It's basically like water that was brewed through a filter of pennies.
Yeah, it's like thick water with like that copper aftertaste. It's why would you possibly like that? Did Big Dasani infiltrate our poll?
Maybe an all one through five just Dasani.
It's a Coca-Cola brand.
Yeah.
So we're talking Coca-Cola back to back. I don't dislike Dasani. I don't like their bottle.
I don't like their bottle either. I might have a water on mine. Kenjack number four.
Oh. My number four is Dunkin' Donuts frozen vanilla chai latte. It's very good. I've only had it, I want to say, like 4 or 5 times, but there's a Dunkin' Donuts near my apartment, and every now and then when I go there and I see it on the menu, I just have to have it because it's so good. It is unbelievably delicious. Like, it makes no sense how they could make something that good, but it is that good. It's amazing.
Big time coffee genre list for you right now.
Yeah, that's the end of my coffee picks.
Okay. All right, my number four, this might be cheating, but it's a beverage. Chocolate milkshake. Chocolate milkshake's got to be on my list. I mean, it's technically a beverage. I like
brand.
Mm, There's a place in the city called Bear Burger we really like. But any of the, I'll take a chocolate milkshake. Actually, I do like throwing in chocolate and mint chip, a mixed milkshake. Steak and Shakes are very good. But any like small time, like wood paneled building with like one window in a regular like New England town, like a dairy farm type ice cream place, those are always fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. Those one mom and pop places, they're always amazing. The mom and pop ice cream stands. But I'll take a chocolate milkshake almost anywhere. Just not that fucking Instamix shit from Ray Kroc, that asshole.
What are your thoughts on alcoholic milkshakes?
I've had one or two. Bear Burger sells them in the city. And they're not my favorite. I'm not a casual drinker. I'm just not.
Drinking lactose and alcohol at the same time? That's essentially a guarantee that I'm going to poop at the bar or the restaurant.
It's pure mud butter.
You feel like I take a sip and then I can hear my liver just going.
So I'm assuming your number four won't be some sort of Kahlua drink.
No, sir. Will not be. Not a fan of that either.
Give it the reveal then. What's your number four?
My number four. You guys probably haven't heard of this. It's Bundaberg ginger beer. All right. What? So it's basically ginger ale. It's non-alcoholic. The ginger beer is just the name of it. The only place I have found where I can buy this is a World Market.
So, oh yeah. World Markets.
Yeah. So World Market has a collection of foods that I'm not really all that interested in. But the Bundaberg ginger beer and the light version of it is delicious. It's like ginger ale. So this is kind of also an honorable mention for ginger ale, because ginger ale does not get enough love in our society.
No, not at all.
It is delicious beverage. It should be an anytime beverage. Okay. Most people only want to drink ginger ale when they're sick, but I think ginger ale should be served in more places. And every time it's in one of those Coke freestyle machines, I'm getting some ginger ale. But specifically, the Bundaberg ginger beer is like ginger ale, but it's another glass bottle, pop off top, rips your esophagus, and delivers that ginger straight into your bloodstream.
The weird thing about ginger ale, too, is like nobody counts it as a soda, even though it very clearly is. And like, I'll drink it and be like, damn, I'm being healthy right now drinking ginger ale. But it's not. Like, it's just it's the same difference as a soda, really.
Yeah. We'll ask James about it. It's an Australian brand. Next time, really? James is on, when he's on for Endgame. Yeah, we'll have to talk about.
I thought it was German.
Bundaberg. It does sound like it, but yeah, it says Australian family owned on the back, it seems like.
Bundaberg Burger and new about back.
Audience number four, good pick, chocolate milk. There was a lot of different brands, but I had to narrow it down, so I just did chocolate milk for them. That's a good pick. Number three, Ken Jack. Top five beverages.
My number three is mango lassi. It's like sort of like an Indian version of a milkshake. It's so, so good. And I don't like richer flavors, like usually like chocolate, like vanilla, whatever milkshakes. But mango lassi, it's like fruit. It's like more tropical-ish. And it's delicious. It's so good. Anytime I get Indian food, I always make a point to get it. It's absolutely amazing.
All right. I've never had that. Never heard of it either. But it does sound very good.
Lassi for the sheep.
Okay. I'm going to give it the old Google. My number three is a water brand. Do you want to guess what water?
I'm going to say Poland Spring. No, wait. Fiji.
Still or sparkling?
Still. I don't drink sparkling water.
Smart water.
It's smart water. I will pound a bottle of smart water. Love smart water.
I can't differentiate the taste of smart water between, so my go-to is like whatever regional water that Nestle puts out in a market. So Ice Mountain is, I think Ice Mountain's mostly the Midwest, and then down south, I don't know what they have. I know in Texas it's like Ozarkana, maybe
Ozark, and then California it's Zephyr Hills, which is disgusting.
Is it Deer Park in Northeast, or is that just
Deer Park's another one. I usually like that, but the smart water, the bottle is undefeated.
Yep. It is. It's the best bottle.
Love that bottle.
I kind of like the Fiji water. Oh, Voss bottle is actually way better.
Voss is cool, but Voss is impractical, I feel like.
I just don't like Fiji because the logistics of that Fiji water are so unbelievably stupid. Like, we don't need to be getting water in Fiji and then transporting the water all over the world. I'm sorry.
Yeah, smart water is my go-to plain water. Grab a massive smart water before I get on the plane. I don't like Evian. I go to a shore house in Jersey over the summer, and the family stocks it full with smart water. It's like an endless supply. I love smart water.
Folks, we got a big field goal attempt.
Oh, here. It's big. Oh, big, it's big.
Big field goal attempt.
We're all in different points in the game right now.
I already know what happens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, I thought that was going out, but it stayed true.
I'm behind you.
I love smart water.
He's not even lined up yet.
They have a smart water sparkling now.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do have a smart. I accidentally picked it up. I didn't love it. Zephyr Hills is disgusting, though, in California. It's the worst water kind possible. I hate it.
I like those Nestle waters.
Hate it. Nestle Pure Life water is Pure Water or Pure Life. That's what they sell at Costco. And Sam.
Ooh, I just saw the kick. Good going, Legatron.
OT. Oh, the over is in full effect. And not really. Never mind. Stupid comment.
I want another Marty Mush meltdown. His videos of when he gets a bad beat are the funniest things on Twitter, I think.
Oh, they're hilarious. Trill number three.
My number three, let me pull up the list. It's the small Shamrock Shake from McDonald's.
Oh, I'm just going to put Shamrock Shake.
Well, okay, but my key to getting a good milkshake is I always get the smallest milkshake possible, because by the time you get to the bottom of a large milkshake, it doesn't have the same quality and consistency.
Yeah. Mm. This shouldn't shock you based off my milkshake take that I like to mix in mint chip, but I like the combo chocolate Shamrock Shake.
I've never had a Shamrock Shake.
Oh, so good. The green is such a pleasant green.
What flavor?
It's mint.
Mint.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm glad I didn't then.
Yeah, wait, I'm surprised you like it, Troy. You don't like mint.
No, I don't like certain applications of mint.
Okay. Okay. The milkshake that is that I can never finish a large or like a bigger size is Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is thick.
Well, also Sonic, you get a Route 44, Route 44, whatever you want to say, big ass milkshake, and that thing's melted by the time you even get through a quarter of it.
Ooh, yep. I had a milkshake once from Cookout. Actually, it's the only time I ever went to Cookout, but it was amazing. It was so good.
Were you drunk?
What? At Cookout?
Yeah, most people are drunk when they go to Cookout.
No, I was like on the way. I was driving out of the state. I think it was like North Carolina or something. It was delicious. Oh, Cookout, easy top 10 fast food place I've ever been to. It was so good.
I do like Cookout. Back when we did our fast food rankings, one of my favorite episodes. We had a good time with that. Yeah, I like the Whataburger milkshakes. Obviously, I'm biased too. My friend Cameron, is this lunacy to you? He would make milkshakes. He would take a big plastic cup, put the ice cream in it, pour some milk in it, and then mash it up with a spoon until it was milkshake consistency.
Oh my God. That's madness.
That's weird, dude.
Yeah. She used the blender. I don't know. Number three for the audience, Diet Dr. Pepper.
I don't hate that. I think that's going to get a lot of hate once we put that graphic up, but I don't hate that pick.
Yeah. Our Reddit was worried when I put the vote up. They're like, there's going to be diet in this top five. I'm going to be pissed. So, yeah. Kendrick, number two.
My number two is Fountain Coke Zero. It's so good. It's way better than I think than Diet Coke and most other any other baseline diet cola. I fucking love it. It's amazing.
Fountain Coke Zero, specifically Fountain.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Specifically Fountain. As if that's like a new take, guys. Fountain soda is better. My number two. This is specific. I didn't want to go specific, but I had to pick my favorite type of chocolate milk. That is Wawa's Double Dutch chocolate milk. It's basically a chocolate milkshake. It's incredible. I love it. They have very good chocolate milk. Borden, okay. I'm okay with Borden. Lucerne is another very good chocolate milk. Lucerne, you can get that brand in Texas. It'll be Randall's. I think Ralph's. Not Ralph's. What's the other one? I think Ralph's in California. Those types of that, like that whole chain.
Pavilions.
Yeah, I forget who owns Randall's, but yeah, they have Vons? A bunch of grocery stores. Is it Vons? It might be.
No, Vons owns Pavilions, but I don't know who owns Randall's.
Yeah, I don't know who. I don't know them. Oh, it's Albertsons. Albertsons. That's who owns them. Correct. Mm. But Lucerne's a good one. But Wawa Double Dutch Chocolate Milk. If you ever see a Wawa, if you're in Jersey, Pennsylvania, or you're in, I think Florida has a lot of Wawas. I would suggest getting the Double Dutch. Trill number two.
Orange Gatorade.
Oh.
Oh. Ew.
Really?
I hate that. I love orange Gatorade. I could drink it that would be the beverage. If I couldn't absorb any calories from it, I would drink that all the time.
Is it because you're a Colts fan and Peyton Manning would sweat orange Gatorade?
No, it has to be fully loaded Gatorade. It can't be any of the low calorie Gatorades or whatever, but there's just something. I think it's a nostalgic thing because I grew up drinking that.
By the way, Trill, I think the soccer player you're thinking about before is Roberto Carlos.
Yes, it definitely was.
This 100%. Tweet just came across my timeline the second you said it. It was just the Greg Zuerlein take that kicker to Roberto Carlos. And it was Roberto Carlos bending in an insane free kick.
That was the one I was thinking of. That was the play. Legend.
How about that? All right, orange Gatorade. That's a good pick for you, I guess. I like orange Gatorade, too. So I'm in on that. But I am surprised. I didn't expect that from you. Audience number two, Arizona iced tea.
99 cents. You really can't beat it.
You can't beat it.
It's on the can. The price is on the can.
Is it one of the best pound-for-pound values in the beverage game?
I'd say yes.
It has to be.
Yeah, but I also run into the thermo issue with that can because it's so large. It's always warm by the time I get to the bottom half. But
yeah,
still good value. Can't complain. I like their green tea. The ginseng green tea.
Yeah, green tea is on their honorable mentions. All right, number one, Ken Jack, best beverage. Your best beverage.
My best beverage is a blue Gatorade with a nipple top specifically. Very specifically. I don't know what it is, but it tastes different than any other Gatorade.
Wait, Riptide Rush?
Yeah, I guess it's the light blue one.
Yeah, yeah, because I know there's like multiple blue people get mad at.
Yeah, you like the nipple tops?
The nipple top one tastes so much better than any other Gatorade.
But do you drink it through the nipple top? Or
do I drink it through the nipple top? Are you kidding me with that question? Showing them on the camera right now.
Is that a new nipple top? Is that a different nipple top?
No, it's a standard Gatorade nipple top.
No, but that's not like the nipple top I grew up with on my Gatorades. I grew up with
Wait, let me see it.
You had to pull up. Like that, you know, the classic Gatorade green bottles, you pull up on the stopper and you squirt it into your mouth. They used to make Gatorade like that.
This is the only one I've ever known is this exact
nipple top. That's not a nipple though. That's like a horizontal slat. It's like a reed for a brass instrument.
I don't know that frame of reference, but I call it a nipple top.
The tops that I know were the green tops on the orange cap, and you would twist them.
You twist them?
Yeah, you would twist them.
Pull up on them.
I don't remember the pull up. They did redesign the nipple, though, as I can see with Ken Jacks. It's a slightly newer looking nipple.
I like this nipple, though. That's all I'm saying. The Gatorade tastes better when you have it.
It's
from that nipple top.
Do you guys think the classic Gatorade bottle is kind of phallic?
Not really.
Which one?
Well, you know, just like the standard standard Gatorade plastic bottle, like the regular size.
I don't think it's phallic.
Well, let me send you a picture.
All right. Yeah. Let's see what you're talking about.
Like the thick one?
Just the regular thick. No, that's not phallic.
It's got a head.
the ribbed, the classic ribbed Gatorades are more phallic. The one I'm sending right now, the ribbed ones, and they have a nipple top.
Yeah. That's much more phallic. That's the nipple top, true.
That's the OG nipple top, though. The green. It was green.
Gatorade. We got some weird penis envy between this and the wolf giant dick from Future Man.
I don't think the nipple top I was thinking about on the has ever existed on a Gatorade. Oh, here we go. Here's what I grew up with. All right, you'll have to include this in the description too. This was like the '90s nipple top iteration.
Let's see. Oh yeah. Okay.
So that's what you do with a nipple. You just bite it and pull it off.
You could bite it. You just pull with your teeth and then you just punch it into your mouth.
Yeah.
Midnight Thunder. What a flavor.
I do remember those. Yeah.
Yeah.
My number one, it doesn't matter the location. McDonald's is very good. I do like AMC's, and that's a fountain Diet Coke. I telegraphed that many episodes ago.
Like Diet Coke Zero? Ago.
No, I still prefer the taste of Diet Coke. We had Diet Coke in our household growing up. I don't like the sugary taste of Coca-Cola. I know it's cancerous, Diet Coke, but I like the taste better. And it's zero cal.
What about Coke Zero? Or sorry, zero sugar, that is.
Yeah, no, if my local grocery store is out of Diet Coke in like the little Coke fridge, I'll pick up a Coke Zero in a heartbeat. Coke Zero is great. I just prefer Diet Coke, especially Fountain. Fountain Diet Coke, Chewy's in Pluckers back home in Austin. That's
oh
ingrained.
Sorry, what something just happened in the football game.
Oh God.
What happened? So the listener.
Oh, they're doing the motorcycle celebration. That has to hurt.
What happened?
There's an interception, and I just caught the end of it, and it looked like it was tipped. Or no, he was hit as he was throwing it, and caused a wounded duck.
An OT. Okay, Trill, what's your number one beverage pick?
All right, so it's good you guys brought up Coke. Okay, so I'm gonna exclude regular Coke from this, okay? Because I just never drink it. It's not a possibility. I will concede that regular Coke tastes delicious, and I prefer the taste of it every time I drink that. But that's just not. I don't do that. I never drink it, so I'm not gonna include it. The hierarchy is Diet Coke 3, Diet Coke in most places, 2, Coke Zero in most places, but number 1 is specifically Diet Coke from McDonald's, because that is like swallowing a bag of glass. Like I love the carbonation, and they do whatever they do with the adding a little bit more syrup and popping that carbonation. You take that first sip of that Diet Coke from McDonald's, you feel like your throat's just being lit up by dragon's fire.
I do believe they pay a premium for their type of fountain soda. They pay more money, McDonald's does, or have some sort of exclusive deal.
They don't pay enough because it's delicious. So, and so if I was between Coke Zero and Diet Coke and McDonald's, I don't get that same feeling from the Coke Zero. I don't know what it is. Maybe it has less chemicals, maybe there's less ingredients in there that make me feel that way. But that Diet Coke, it's like taking a rip from a jewel.
How about a Mexican Coke? How do you feel about that?
Delicious. I can't taste that much. For me, the Mexican Coke and regular Coke taste very similar on the first sip, but it's like the aftertaste that the Mexican Coke has is so much more pleasant than the regular high fructose corn syrup Coca-Cola. And I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like it feels less thick. And it's delicious. But
no, you just described it perfectly. I just feel like I just took a sip of it.
It also comes in a glass bottle, and glass bottles compared to cans, I feel like they lose less carbonation, so it's better. So we'd have to bring glass bottles back with the high fructose Coke, Mexican Coke, go side to side for a fair comparison.
Audience number one, by the way, is McDonald's Coke, McDonald's Coca-Cola,
and McDonald's Sprite too.
It's like drinking a cupful of tacks.
Oh, so good.
All right, honorable mentions from the audience. Regular Coca-Cola, not McDonald's. Mountain Dew, Cherry Coke, Riptide Rush Gatorade, along with Kenjack, though they didn't specify nipple. Fruit Punch, Capri Sun, Arnold Palmer, Grape Kool-Aid, Ice Water, and Mountain Dew Baja Blast. I had a couple. I had Sprite. Alcohol for me, I'm a 20-year-old living in a 27-year-old's body, so like car bombs, Vegas bombs, vodka soda, love them. Ice, I don't drink fuel. Ice water, chocolate peanut butter protein shake. I do love those. I'm allergic to bananas now, so I can't put bananas in it. And then Core Power chocolate light protein shake, which they can send me some if they want. They said they would, so they can hit me up and send me some of that stuff.
Here's my honorable mention for the alcoholic beverage. I like George Clooney's tequila, Casamigos.
Oh, okay.
On the rocks.
Okay.
I know what you're saying, tequila on the rocks. But you got this, tequila is delicious. Like a good tequila can be consumed on the rocks. And it's good. Very good.
Wow. All right. Ken Jack, alcohol?
I think for alcohol, for me, I'm sort of similar to you in that I'll drink any of those like sugary man drinks, like Red Bull vodka, whatever. Like, it doesn't really matter to me.
You're gonna try to kick this field goal, 57 yards.
That is a real.
That's in his range in the dome.
Let's hold.
No wait, let's finish because I want to go watch it. I'm listening through a door. All right, that's it. Go see Glass. We're reviewing Glass this week. It's apparently not great. I don't want to share my thoughts yet. Go see Glass. We'll review it. I don't know what else we're going to do. For Ken, Jack, and Trill, I'm Jeff Lowe. We will talk to you on Thursday.
Have a good week at the box office.
my shoulders. Tell me what you see. 'Cause I am a giant. We'll be breaking borders underneath our feet.
In the dirt under me, yeah. I'm gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt under me, yeah. I'm gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt, yeah. I'm gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt, yeah. I'm gonna shake, throw the weight in the dirt.